Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY27 earnings conference call of Tempo Global Industries Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Hiral Kenya from EY LLP. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sagar. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Tempo Global Industries, I welcome you all to the company's Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. To discuss the performance of the company, we have with us the management team represented by Mr. Sanjay Patel, Managing Director, Mr. Shabbir Merchant, Director, and Finance Team. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to various risks, uncertainties, and other factors which would be beyond management control. We kindly request to bear in mind that there may be uncertainties while interpreting such statements. We now start the session with an opening remarks from the management team. Afterwards, we will open the floor for our interactive Q&A. I will now hand over the conference call to Mr. Shabbir Merchant for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ajay. Tempo Global Industries Q1 FY27 earnings call. Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to all of you joining us today for Tempo Global Industries Q1 FY27 earnings call. On behalf of Tempo Global Industries, firstly, I thank the Almighty, all our shareholders, investors, analysts, customers, partners, and employees for their continued trust and support. FY27 has begun on a strong note with Tempo Global Industries reporting robust growth in both revenue and profitability during Q1 FY27. This performance was primarily driven by the sustained momentum in the high-margin engineering and EPC segment. It has recorded an impressive growth of 172.7% year-on-year. Revenue for the quarter rose by 21.9% year-on-year to INR 302 crores, while the PAT grew by 55.3% year-on-year to INR 31 crores. This has been supported by strong project execution, operational efficiencies, and disciplined cost management. Encouraged by the strong start to the year and a healthy order pipeline, we remain confident on sustaining this growth trajectory and achieving our FY27 revenue guidance of INR 1600 crores. The ongoing quarter reflects the successful execution of our strategy to transform Tempo into a diversified engineering-led industrial platform with a growth presence across engineering solutions and EPC, solar power, defense, and aerospace. Our focus remains on building scalable businesses, expanding addressable markets, improving profitability, and creating long-term value for stakeholders. I would now highlight glimpse of our key business verticals. To start off with, engineering and EPC business. Our engineering and EPC business continued to be primary growth driver during the quarter. In line with our strategic focus on value accretive businesses, the contribution of engineering and EPC to the overall revenue mix increased significantly to a ratio of 99:1 against textiles in the quarter one of FY27. Compared to the ratio of 44:56 in quarter one of FY26. This has been supported by an INR of 1500 crore plus of order book and an INR of 2400 crore plus of orders which are bidding in pipeline. We remain well positioned to drive growth across domestic and international markets. The demand remained robust across oil and gas, water infrastructure, marine projects, refineries, industrial, construction, fuel farms, and other infrastructure segments. Over the last few years, we have consciously strengthened our EPC capabilities, expanded our project execution team, and increased our focus on larger and more complex projects. Today, as we stand, we are seeing the benefits of those investments to a healthy order pipeline and improved project profitability. With this increased scale, improved operational efficiency, and greater product diversification, we believe our new Vasai facility will play an important role in driving our next phase of growth. The next vertical would be solar business. Our renewable energy portfolio continues to advance steadily in line with planned milestones, reflecting the company's commitment to building a diversified and sustainable growth platform. Four solar project sites have already been commissioned and are operational, while the remaining sites are on track for commissioning in Q2 of FY27. With commercial operations expected to commence in Q3 of FY27, these projects are poised to become an important contributor to the company's revenue stream. Beyond strengthening revenue diversification, the renewable energy business is expected to generate stable and recurring cash flows. It would enhance our earning visibility and reduce dependence on cyclical business segments. This strategic initiative aligns with our long-term vision of creating a balanced and resilient business portfolio while supporting sustainable value creation for all our stakeholders. The next vertical would be defense and aerospace business. The most exciting development during the ongoing quarter came from our defense and aerospace initiatives, which represent significant long-term growth opportunities for the company. A landmark achievement was the receipt of ammunition manufacturing license to our subsidiary, Tembo Classic Engineering Private Limited, in the Q1 of FY27. This marks a major step in establishing Tembo as a meaningful participant in India's defense manufacturing ecosystem. The acquisition of land in Amravati and the planned development of the defense manufacturing facility provides us with a strong foundation to build a fully integrated defense platform. As India continues its emphasis on indigenous self-reliance and domestic manufacturing under the Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat initiatives, we at Tembo believe is well positioned to capitalize on these opportunities. In the aerospace, we announced a strategic international joint venture agreement with JR UAV Europe, Italy and JR Prop-Op Japan through our company JR UAV Limited, aiming at bringing advanced UAV technologies to India. This collaboration combines global technological expertise with Tembo's engineering and manufacturing capabilities to develop and manufacture next-generation UAV systems. We also expect to commence UAV component manufacturing from our Vasai facility in Q3 of FY27. With a first calendar year revenue target of around 100 crores, the joint venture reflects the significant market potential of the business and growing trust among global customers in the platform, technological, engineering and manufacturing space. As we look ahead, we remain highly optimistic about the opportunities across all our key business verticals. A strong order book, growing bidding pipeline, expanding manufacturing capabilities, upcoming solar revenues, and strategic entry into defense and aerospace provides a solid platform for sustained growth. Our objective remains clear: deliver profitable growth, strengthen operational excellence, diversify revenue streams, and create long-term value for all our stakeholders. With that, I would now like to take you through the financial performance of the quarter. The quarter was marked by strong growth across all key financial parameters, reflecting both healthy businesses, momentum, and the success of our strategic focus on engineering-led margin-accretive businesses. Revenue from operations for quarter 1, FY27, stood at 302 crores, representing a growth of around 21.9% year-on-year. This growth was primarily driven by the continuous expansion of our engineering and EPC business, which remains the core contributor to the overall revenue. Our business mix continued to improve significantly during the quarter. The engineering and EPC segment accounted for most revenues, reflecting our successful transition towards higher value engineering businesses and a reduced dependence on legacy trading activities. This shift is not only strengthening revenue quality, but is also driving sustainable margin expansion. On the profitability front, the company delivered an excellent performance. The EBITDA increased by 74.8% year-on-year to INR 49.2 crores, while EBITDA margin expanded by 493 basis points to 16.3%. The margin improvement was driven by several factors. Higher contribution from engineering and EPC projects, better product and project mix, improved operating efficiencies, increased utilization of manufacturing resources, disciplined cost management across operations. As a result, profitability growth significantly outpaced revenue growth during the quarter. Profit before tax increased by 69.1% year-on-year to INR 43.7 crores, while after-tax grew by 55.3% year-on-year to INR 31.2 crores. PAT margin improved to 20.3% compared to 8.1% in the corresponding quarter last year. This margin expansion demonstrates our ability to create operating leverage while continuing to invest in future growth opportunities. Our balance sheet remains aligned to support the next phase of expansion. We continue to invest strategically in manufacturing capacity, EPC execution capabilities, solar projects, defense infrastructure, and aerospace initiatives, while maintaining a disciplined approach to capital allocation. Looking ahead, we remain confident about the company's growth trajectory. The strong engineering and EPC order pipeline provides revenue visibility. The solar assets are expected to begin commercial operations during the year, and our defense and aerospace initiatives are progressing according to plan. With a strong start to FY27, healthy profitability trends, and the multiple growth drivers coming into play, we believe Tembo is well positioned to deliver sustainable growth and creating significant shareholder value in the years ahead. With that, we conclude our opening remarks, and we would now be happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, to register for a question, please press star and then one now. Your first question comes from Deepak Poddar with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible, sir.
Yes, dear.
Thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So just first up, wanted to understand what would be our engineering and EPC revenue mix this quarter?
The revenue mix is in consolidation basis. So the bifurcation we will give you the later on, but it's coming into the total segment of manufacturing, engineering and all goods.
Okay. Understood. And regarding, can you just update on your the status on your Amravati defense, the proposed manufacturing facility? So what state is it right now, and when you expect to start?
So, Deepak, what I understand is that the land has been acquired. The project planning consultant has been appointed, and we are there is already a plan which is being in place for the construction of the said manufacturing facility.
Okay. And by when we expect the production or commercialization of this facility to start?
So we are planning to manufacture the first batch to come out in the Q4 of FY27.
Okay. For FY27.
Yeah. So the production and the prototypes and all will be starting in the Q3 of FY27, and this would
spill over to Q4 of FY27.
Okay, so do we expect any kind of revenue to come through in this year, or it will start meaningfully?
So we expect the revenue to come in this year, uh-huh. because it's a buyback agreement with a performance guarantee attached to it. So there will be whatever production which takes place will be, of course, accounted in revenue coming in.
And so how much we're targeting?
So it would be a percentage to, we look at around, in a range of around 70 to 100 crores of revenue in this particular quarter.
This particular. 70 to 100 crores of revenue. Okay, understood. And regarding the JV that we are planning at Vasai, any contribution we are expecting from that JV this year?
Yes, there will be a revenue. So I'm talking about a combined revenue which comes in from both verticals, and it will come from this JV as well, and it will come from the manufacturing at the Amravati plant as well.
Okay, so total combined you are saying 70 to 100 crores.
Yes.
Okay, because I was just looking at the presentation, it was mentioned that the commercial production of Amravati we are expecting to start from 1Q of FY28, right?
So that would be the full capacity production. That would be in FY28, and of course there will be commercial production starting in Q4 of FY27, and that will then of course spill over in the next year coming up.
Okay. And what sort of margins we can expect in defense?
So we are looking at around 30 to 35% of PAT.
30 to 35% PAT margins.
Yes.
Okay. And on the debt side, I mean, what would be our current debt, and how much debt we would require for the all this capex?
So in defense, currently we are looking for around 250 crores of debt for the first phase.
And what would be current debt levels?
So in defense there is no debt right now.
At the company, I was just trying to understand the company level, what would be our current debt and what would be additional debt we would require?
So current debt is around 400 crores at consolidated level, outstanding. Because we have solar also, so it is also funded by debt, partially. Yeah.
And we would require 250 for defense and what for other projects?
Sorry? So yeah, so solar, for solar we have around 350 crores of debt.
So that 350 is additional debt requirement?
Sorry?
This 350, 250 you mentioned for defense, you will require additional debt.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
So 350 additional debt you require for solar?
No. So solar, we already have 350 of, we already have 350 crores of debt.
And any additional we would require?
No, we do not require any additional.
Okay, understood. Yeah. And just one last thing, on the margin front, EBITDA, this year, what sort of EBITDA margin we should look at a company level?
So we are looking at around 16 to 18% of EBITDA.
16 to 18% EBITDA.
Yes.
Okay, that's very helpful, sir. I mean, would like to wish you all the best. Thank you so much. That's it from
my
side.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Manan Vandur with Walford PMS. Let's go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity. So, my first question would revolve around the defense ammunition part. So, just wanted to understand that from Q1 FY28 onwards, for the whole FY28, the ammunition part would add how much revenue, and what would the EBITDA margins be for them?
So in the first, I'll speak about the EBITDA. EBITDA would be around 45 to 50% of EBITDA that would come around for the EBITDA. Because I was speaking about PAT initially, so this would be 45 to 50% of the EBITDA, right?
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
And as you speak about the revenue towards the ammunition, not the arms. Okay. I'm talking about the ammunition right now. We look at around 200 to 200 crores of ammunition of revenue which could be added.
Yeah, when I say ammunition, I am meaning to say the defense part. I am not trying to go into the aerospace, which is why I said ammunition.
Yeah, so you're talking about arms and ammunition. You're talking about
the defense arms and ammunition part.
So
full part, yeah.
Around 300 to 350 crores of revenue.
Okay, 300 to 350 for FY28. Okay,
yeah.
Got it. And so the second question would be that, what is the share of Tembo in the aerospace venture? Because we said that it's a JV. So can you explain the capital structure, please?
So it is basically this is a collab. So the structure is yet in process to be made. And in due course, it will be informed in the exchange.
Okay, sir. Understood. And so last question would be that... do we have guaranteed offtake in the aero?
Just one thing to add on, but it would come in the defense space only, and the defense vertical would have majority shareholding of this.
Okay, understood. Yes, so the last question is that do we have guaranteed offtake from the aerospace venture too, just like how we have for the defense?
So what it is basically, it is an expansion of the current manufacturing facility, which is operated by the collab, and it would be a mirror effect coming out in India. And after that, the facilities which they are already manufacturing in Japan and Europe and in Malaysia would be transpired back to India, and the orders are already, so it is actually getting into larger manufacturing and larger production for orders which are already in place. And of course, there are certain products which we would get into components getting into manufacture, which we would be the, and I can rightly say we would be the only company in India to do this, and that would give us an edge of not even an edge, it would give us an complete advantage in the existing defense or this UAV platform or corridor which is existing in the country. But apart from that, as you say about a buyback, there is an already business in place which needs to be sufficed. So there are already orders in hand. That's the reason we can give you guidance for revenues.
Understood. And just the last question along with this would be that same, sir, for FY28, what could be the revenues and the EBITDA for the aerospace division, please?
So as I said, that there would be 100 crores of additional base from the time we start our manufacturing. That would be 100 crores of additional revenue and approximately 100 crores of additional revenue, and the EBITDA remains same. And the
about 45 to 50?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my side. God bless you.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and then one. The next question comes from the line of Abhay from Shah Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my only question would be that what is our Tembo Global subsidiary in the Tembo defense sector?
So Tembo Classic Engineering Private Limited is the subsidiary.
Yeah. And what is the percentage of holding Tembo Global has in subsidiary?
Around 76%. Around 75%.
76%. All right. Fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Your next question comes from the line of Nachiket Kale, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good evening, sir. My question is around the Vasai facility. So could you talk us through how the capacity utilization is shaping up there? And what is the utilization currently, and by closure of FY27, where would be standing?
So, Nachiket, good evening. What you mean is the Vasai facility, at the moment we are looking at around 35 to 40% of capacity utilization. We, by the year end of FY, we look at around 65 to 70% of capacity.
Okay. And the guidance which you have given for FY27 includes in like in sync with the 65-70% utilization?
Yes. Yes, dear.
Okay.
So we look forward to overcome our guidance. The idea is always to go beyond what we have guided.
Yes, I got it. And so by me, of course, this is commendable that we'll almost double the utilization in a short period. So what would be the peak utilization and by when do we target to reach it?
So idea is to get the peak utilization in around 1.5 to 2 years. That's the idea. Okay. And of course, as a manufacturer, as an entrepreneur, we would like to capitalize as soon as possible.
Yes, sir, of course. And we have around 1 lakh MTPA capacity split between ERW and strut channels, right?
Yes.
So could you break down the split further as to what would be for the price?
Sorry. What were you trying to say? Sorry.
So how is this 1 lakh capacity split between ERW, struts and other existing?
So ERW would be the maximum component. Okay. Almost about 40-50%, but other businesses and other components are also increasing during this period in the last 1 year. So now probably ERW will become a little less contribution, but the other smart channels and other components, the business are also increasing. So month on month, our orders are coming to the peak level, and every month is a better month than the month coming ahead. So we expect that all of them to surpass a lot of things.
Yes. And like the commercial sales for these products have already commenced, or they are still on the horizon?
So there are certain products for which commercial production has already commenced, and certain are in line to get.
So pipes are being sold already?
No. They are yet to contribute to the revenue. They are yet to contribute. But the channels and all have already come in, and they are already
in. Okay, understood. So, just lastly, how is the margin, like EBITDA margin outlook on these product categories?
So, it is slightly better, or almost at par at the current EBITDA what we are looking at.
Okay. And like around 16-17%.
16-18%, right. So, I do add to this particular comment, what we manufacture is also used in our EPC division. So, then that's how we leverage on better margins.
Okay. So
a lot of engineering also comes in play.
But
the one is a physical side of a product and one is an engineering side, which is, so both, when you combine both of them, it always helps in your profitability and margin growth.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but sir, our preference would be then to have more captive utilization, have value-added engineering upon it, or to sell outright would be
better. Captive utilization plus value-added engineering is the best combo which you kind of succeed in the long run, because then you don't just become a person who's manufacturing, but you add value by putting engineering in place.
Absolutely. Got it. Thank you so much. I'll get back in.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nitin Babulal Gandhi with InnoQuest Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. As I understand, the current date is 400, out of which solar contribution is almost 350. And some part is of solar will start flowing this year, 27. So can you share what is the overall game plan for solar? Where do you see peak potential? And,
your question is not clear. Can you please repeat it?
At present, we have a debt of 400 crore and we have deployed in solar business substantial money, and 350 crore is outstanding against that, right?
No. I think it is a little this. See, my current debt is 400 crores on a consolidated basis, which also includes solar in that. So,
right.
additional which for solar. So solar total debt would, solar as a division, total debt
right.
would be 400 crores, right? Now ask me the question. Tell me.
So how is the solar business revenue contribution going to
so
be
solar,
going forward?
So solar would work out in an IRR on between 15% to 16%. That would be that's how the revenue contribution would work out to be, and there is a subsidy also attached to it, which is not calculated while deciding this.
And what will be asset turnover?
Sorry?
Asset turnover from this business?
Can you be a little loud? Sorry, I can't hear you.
What will be the revenue contribution coming from this division?
There will be a revenue contribution coming from this division as well. So there will be around. Yeah. So in current year, what we are looking at, around 50 to 60 crores of revenue contribution coming in this year.
And at peak level, what will be the contribution?
Around 80 to 90 crores.
And that will be somewhere around 28, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, coming to the other business, defense...
So, it's a 25-year PPA. It's a 25-year PPA signed.
Correct. And coming to the defense business, 300 crore is additional borrowing required, or it's going to be the total project cost, which is 300 crore? You said 300 crore is going to be the revenue, the first part.
So, there will be two phases. Okay, we intend to grow this defense on the initial first 2-3 years at a 1,000 crore basis. Okay, the first set of investment would be around 550 crores, and second would be around 400-450 crores. That would be. So in that there will be debt also and internal accruals and equity
right.
participation.
So for the first phase, you are going to, out of 550 crore investment, 300 is going to be the debt which you are going to borrow. In
subsequent around 200 to 250 crores. 200 to 250.
Okay. And what would be the asset turnover coming from this business?
What would be the?
Asset turnover. What will be the top revenue possible from this division?
Okay, revenue. So as we mentioned earlier in our question, the first year in FY28, we look at around 300 to 350 crores of revenue by FY28.
No, I am asking what is the peak potential, maximum what we can
show. Peak potential, it will keep on increasing, dear. We are going to put in, there will be a lot of, that we would, that you will come to know during the course of time.
Okay. And out of 1600 crore guidance, you are saying 50-60 for solar, and 100 for the other business, so the rest will come from EPC, right?
So from EPC engineering, and a part would come from textile as well, because there are orders already in hand which we have to fulfill. And but of course, as you have seen over the trend, the textile is getting plateaued and would be plateaued.
Okay. Can you give a breakup of order book of 1500 crore division wise and pipeline?
It is not possible. Honestly, it's not possible at the moment. So during the next guidance and the next quarter, it would be very much visible how we are going.
Okay. Thank you. And do you arrange for a visit personally?
No, we are more than
I'll be interested.
Please come back. Yes, please. Okay. You can connect with institutional relation people, and they can guide you for it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Isha Shah with Malhotra Family Office. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So, what were the company's working capital days as of the end of Q1 FY27? And by when do you expect a meaningful improvement in the working capital efficiency?
So we are looking at around 90 days of working capital days at the moment. And we look forward to get it more efficient to between 80 to 90 in the coming days. And that's how our plan is.
Okay, and so my second question is, what led to textile revenue contributing just 1% to the overall revenue mix of Q1 FY27?
So the our current EPC and manufacturing had we had a lot of contribution from the EPC and manufacturing base, and textile the contribution of textile was because of the current total expansion towards the EPC, and we had certain orders to fulfill in this quarter. That gave us the efficiency and proper management of productivity towards our manufacturing, gave us this boost towards expansion towards the EPC and manufacturing division.
Got it. Thank you so much, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question, your next follow-up question comes from the line of Manan Vandur with Walford PMS. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity again. Sir, my question was on the Vasai plant where we have expanded to 1 lakh metric tons. Just wanted an understanding, sir, how are we going to use that? Because we are doing now defense also, then aerospace also, but we have capacity over there for ERW pipes and strut channels. So that how we will capitalize for defense, or if not for defense, then how are we going to capitalize that much of extension?
So, defense, at the moment, defense would be mirrored to immediately suffice the current orders, which are already there in the collab. Okay, and this would expand, to our facility going back to Amravati, and we would get into a new facility for the JRUAV. This is what it is. And as and when we require the additional space for expansion, we will get into that and we will make sure that the capital, our production reaches this level.
Okay, but then what will happen of the 1 lakh metric ton that we have made for strut channels and ERW?
So that we already have a facility, no, in place. So that's why I said that we have a facility where we can accommodate these things. And apart from that, as this is a temporary arrangement to suffice the ongoing orders in hand, and in future, as I said, we would expand to a new facility and take this division over there.
Okay, understood. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and then one. Your next question comes from Disha with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Disha, you're audible.
Yes, thank you so much, sir, for this opportunity. A couple of questions, sir. Firstly, on the FY28 revenue, we just want to get a sense of how much revenues are we targeting, what will be the mix between solar, engineering, and defense, and what sort of PAT margins can we look at?
So this guidance will come in due course of time for FY28. This guidance will come to you, but it will come in due course of time. But as we, if you see our CAGR in the last 5 years, and you can, we have positively looking at growing, and every time we come up with a figure which surprises. So the Almighty is kind, and we look at this positive growth going forward as well.
But the overall contribution from defense, we're expecting 300 and 350 around from the ammunition and 100 CR from the aerospace division. Is that correct?
This is coming from FY28 in the defense.
Yeah. Right. And that will be at a 30-35% sort of PAT margin.
That will be EBITDA at a 45-50% of EBITDA.
And 30-35% PAT margin.
Yes. I'll mention that.
Okay. And just the next thing for our overall pipeline that we're currently looking at, what sort of budget order book target are we looking at?
So we have, this is an ongoing thing. So there are a lot of projects for what we have bid it. And as mentioned, so there are around 2,400 crores plus of projects in pipeline. And current order book is 1,500 crores. So this is an ongoing process. So every quarter on quarter, we have certain targets of orders and to come in place and all.
So we are working towards that.
Okay, okay. That is it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question comes from Nachiket Kale, an individual investor, please.
Yes, hi. Thanks for the opportunity again. Just a small follow-up. We have raised funds around 3 times in the last 2 years. So I just wanted to know, like, we are on this ambitious growth track. So do we need another fundraise, or the funding part is taken care of?
Sorry, I could not hear you before.
So, since you have already raised funds thrice in the last 2 years, do we need another fundraise to fund our growth plans ahead?
So, as of now, this is a strategic decision which will come in place only after our management discussion, and as and when required, we would notify the exchange accordingly.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. That was the last question for today's con call. And on behalf of Tembo Global Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. And in case of any further queries, please reach out to Tembo's investor relations team at cs@tembo.in. I repeat, that is cs@tembo.in. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.